Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast in Death, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-death series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ, and like we've been saying for the last several weeks, Tara is on vacation. Right now she's in London, and later on they're going to be in Ireland. She'll be back in a couple of weeks, and actually before she left, we kind of joked around in a text message that she should call the number while she's away and do like a little travel log, call us every once in a while and leave a message on the number. And guess what? She did that. So we have her very first travel log, and I am going to play that for you now.
Oh, hey, AJ and myself. It's Tara calling the number like I promised. I am giving you a travelogue day one of very unexciting information because we are so fucking tired. Also, my first time calling the number was calling technically internationally, but not really from my phone, but in London. So anyway, our travel today slash yesterday consisted of flying out of Cleveland and landing in Dublin for our layover. It was an overnight flight. We decided that we don't like the Dublin airport. It is pretty terrible, and the people there were not terribly friendly. We're going to give them another shot when we come back at the end of our trip and fly home, but we'll see. So far, we are anti-Dublin airport. And then we flew to Heathrow, which was a much more pleasant experience, minus the fact that we thought we maybe accidentally broke the law and didn't go through customs. That is a more detailed thing. I will explain more in a briefing room. And we basically just came to our hotel, which is immensely huge and beautiful and lovely, which is by St. Paul, and had dinner. That's basically it. I've seen St. Paul a few times, and tomorrow we're going to do things. We are so fucking tired. So there it is. Hope you enjoyed, and hope all of that was there.
So that's fun. Hopefully they get some sleep and or some rest anyway before they start their adventure. And hopefully she has more travel logs for us. But until then, this episode is number 224. And this is a live episode that we did. It was a live on our Facebook page. Nothing ever goes very smoothly. So, you know, we did have some problems, one of which was that for some reason, nobody could see us. They could hear us, but not see us. But that's okay. What we were doing was I guess we're going to call this Games Volume 2. And what we did was we went live on our Facebook page and we did the same kind of games that we did a month or so ago, just me and Tara, and this time we did it for the people who were joining us for our live, and we had our listeners give us some answers for these, and it turned out to be pretty entertaining. So for those of you who were in the live, here you go. Here's the edited version. For those of you who were not in the live, have fun listening to this episode. So hope you enjoy.
Yay. Yay, guys. I have no idea how this is going to go, but I think it will be fun. So,
well, as long as they can hear us.
As long as you can hear us. And then, like I said, you know, type in your responses. And
yes, Michelle, you're allowed to participate. That's why we're doing it live, so that you participate and I don't have to do anything.
Yep, Michelle, we're making you do all the work.
that's what this is for. So I don't have to do any work and you guys do all the work.
So far I'm making AJ keep track of the commentary. So
right.
So because, like, I'm sure there's a little bit of a hesitation, or like not a hesitation, a delay in some of these areas, we'll try to like not take the same person's response first if they're the first person to respond every time. So don't worry about that. So, You know what I mean by that, right, AJ? And I figured
yes.
you did.
Yes.
Okay. So what we'll do then is, like I said, we're going to play three games. These are all games that we play on Basic Snitches. And two of them are games that AJ has played. But we're going to start with the classic Basic Snitches game, which started it all, called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
No.
And I have two Fuck, Marry, Kill games. And because one of these groups are people, do not include anyone that I don't think anyone wants to kill. We're going to give you the option of arresting that person instead of killing them.
You know what? That's good. Let's just do that.
But the other one, you have to kill one. I'm sorry. It's just how that's the rules of the game. And because this is like a starter, I want everyone to answer this. So we'll basically just kind of go through with the responses. So you have to, listeners and AJ, you have to fuck one of these people. You have to marry one of these people and you have to arrest one of these people.
Maybe saying the F word is not a good thing to do on Facebook.
Oh, that's true.
Do the thing with.
Do the thing with. That's so much less fun.
I know, right?
Let's see if Facebook shuts us down. I'm so sorry, guys.
F, just say F.
F, do the thing. Yes. So the three people are arguably the three most important characters in the series. Eve, Rourke, and Peabody. You have to do the thing with one of them. You have to marry one of them, and you have to arrest one of them.
And everybody can answer this one. So if
everybody
you're in the live,
should answer. Screw. Please answer.
Michelle says, can you just say screw?
Sure.
Or screw, marry, or arrest. Is that what we're going to do for this round?
Yep.
Okay, so everybody can answer which one you would screw, which one you would marry, and which one you would arrest. From
who wants to be first?
Rourke, Eve, or Peabody.
Yes. What about you, AJ? Oh, Michelle, I think, answered.
Michelle says, marry Peabody, arrest Dallas, and screw Rourke. Yeah, that sounds... Eve arrest, Rourke, screw, and Peabody marry. I'm in, but I can only hear and see. Yeah, everybody can only hear and see subtitles. Sorry about that.
Video for whatever reason.
Let's see. Heather says Rourke F, Eve marry Peabody.
Does that mean you're going to arrest Peabody?
Arrest. F Eve, Jasmine, this is Jasmine. F Eve, marry Peabody and arrest Rourke.
Jasmine, that's my answer too.
That's probably the correct answer. That's going to be hard, Sue says, because two of them are women. And if you're, I guess, not into women. So Sue says,
I think screw Rourke, marry Eve, and arrest Peabody.
Okay.
I don't know what are we arresting Peabody for? I'm just curious.
It's going to be something she protested or something.
Right.
Dana says F Eve, marry Rourke, and arrest Peabody. Dana says marry Rourke and F my brains out, you know. So you get your cake and eat it too. Dictation messed yours up. So let's see. So Sue says, screw Rourke, marry Eve, arrest Peabody. Okay. Yeah, I think we got. Tanya says, marry Peabody, screw Rourke, arrest Eve. So this says Marques, but this is Amy, actually. So she says, F Eve, marry Rourke, arrest Peabody. Peabody's getting arrested by a lot of people.
I know.
Poor Peabody. It's going to be something minor, though. It's going to be like, she's at a protest and she resisted arrest because they just decided to arrest everybody at the protest. and right? She resisted. So that's, she was, oh, Heather says she was arrested for being adorable. Well, you know, I mean, in your world, anything is,
right?
You know, you can arrest somebody for being adorable, I suppose.
I love it.
Yeah. Anna Marie says, screw Rourke, marry Peabody, arrest Eve. I didn't say mine.
Did you agree with Jasmine and me?
What was yours?
Arrest Rourke, F Eve, and marry Peabody.
No. I'm gonna have to F Rourke. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I'm trying to think if I would want to marry Eve because she and I are too much alike, and would that drive me insane? Although Peabody might drive me insane if I was married to her, but I'm gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna say marry Eve and arrest Peabody only because Eve's gonna be gone a lot, so I wouldn't have to put up with her for a lot of the time. And, you know, then I can just get by just, you know, ordering pizzas and hamburgers and stuff like that. So
I feel like Eve would be down for that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's fair.
There's my answer. Sue says, well, you can marry her if Rourke is in jail. Then if Rourke is in jail, then at least you'll have all the money.
That is true. That is Eve's money. I just feel like while I like my answer, Rourke will find a way to not be in jail because he's Rourke. So.
Right. He'll get out of it.
But anyway, so that's a fun one.
He can buy really good lawyers.
He can also just buy the city of New York. I don't know.
Right.
Well, the second one is screw, marry. Should I not say kill on Facebook? I don't know.
Unalive.
Unalive. Because arresting them clearly is not enough because they're so terrible.
Oh, no.
They are Max Ricker, Jerry Reinhold, and Robert Lowell, a.k.a. The Groom.
That's a hard one. Okay.
Right. Which one do you want to unalive the most?
Probably Jerry.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I don't know. If I married Lowell.
Dana, that's the point.
Yeah, yucked
all three. That's the point. You have to choose.
If I married Lowell and maybe I can convince him to find other ways to other like hobbies to have. Right. I don't know.
I think he's the one that I would screw. Just get it out of the way. I don't know. I think I would marry Max Ricker.
Would you marry Max Ricker?
I mean, I wouldn't want to, but I have to choose one.
Okay, to be honest with you, I feel like Max Ricker is probably a really good screw. I don't know that Lowell is.
That's true.
So, Sue says, oh, these are awful people. I don't want to choose between any of those. And Tanya says, agree. Steph says, Max, F, groom unalive, and then just marry the last choice.
I mean, you're probably stronger than him, Steph.
Yeah. Michelle says, unalive Jerry, marry Max, F, Lowell. Okay. Anna Marie says, marry Lowell for the money. Screw Max with a big bag on his head and kill Jerry. Dana says, F, Lowell, M, Max, K, Jerry. I don't know. Lowell is an older gentleman who just doesn't seem like he'd be great in the sack, but maybe. Or maybe you're just holding our nose. Is that what's happening here?
We're just
holding our nose. Okay, so Jasmine says, unalive Jerry, marry Lowell and an ally or F Max Ricker. Yeah, that those were my choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't say how many times that you have to F somebody.
Nope.
Elizabeth says, unalive Jerry, arrest Max, Mary Lowell. Yeah.
Elizabeth is like, I'm actually changing the rules and I'm just going to arrest someone instead of Mary. instead of instead
yeah, of F in them. This one, Elizabeth, you have to choose one to
F, sorry. Screw. But that is an ideal situation.
So Michelle says, he always struck me as asexual, so it probably wouldn't have to happen very often. Are you talking about Max Ricker? So Sue says, F Max, unalive Jerry, and arrest Max. Yeah, Sue's changing all the rules.
Yeah, we just, you know what? I mean, that's fine. Sure.
Lowell struck her as asexual. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyone wasn't else have any answers?
Wasn't he married for a time?
Wasn't he? I think he was.
I don't remember.
They're all terrible.
They're all terrible, so that's you know. Let's just be glad that it's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I know I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is a taste of what we do in Basic Snitches Land. Although,
wait a minute. We don't get a F Mary unalive for the bullpen?
No, because how do I choose?
I don't know. You put names in a hat.
Right. I mean, we could do the other partnerships in the bullpen. So
let's just say Jenkinson, Baxter, and Santiago.
Are we doing the senior partners? We should either do the senior partners or partners as a whole. So either Jenkinson, Baxter, and Carmichael, or the partners.
Okay.
So Carmichael and Santiago. Let's do
Jenkinson, Baxter, and Carmichael.
Okay. Let's go for it.
So this is F, Mary, and are we going to say arrest? Okay.
Yeah, we're not killing any of the bullpen.
F, Mary, or arrest Jenkinson, Baxter, and Carmichael. This is not uniform Carmichael. This is female Carmichael. Yeah.
Well, I absolutely am going to F, Baxter, and arrest Jenkinson, and Mary Carmichael. That's me.
So Dana says F Baxter, M Jenkinson, A Carmichael. And I think that's my answer too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Jenkinson seems like a really nice dude that is, you know,
I love Jenkinson.
So he would be good to be married to. I'm not that Carmichael wouldn't, but
yeah. Everyone else wants to arrest Carmichael, but me, that's my wife now.
Okay. Yeah. Sue says F Jenkinson, Mary Baxter, arrest Carmichael. Michelle says Mary Jenkinson, F Baxter, arrest Carmichael. Jasmine says she wants to F Carmichael, Mary Baxter, and arrest Jenkinson. So that's different.
That's all right. Yeah. Baxter seems like not someone I'd want to be married to.
Yeah.
But you know, he seems fun, so maybe that's what you're going for.
You never know. Maybe he'll settle down and be a great husband.
Right.
Tanya says same as Tara. Steph says Mary Baxter, F Carmichael, and arrest Jenkinson.
It's those ties. If you asked Eve, that would be her answer too.
She is getting arrested for indecent exposure. He's exposing everybody to those indecent ties. Steph says Baxter is much like my husband was. Elizabeth says F Baxter, arrest Jenkinson, Mary Carmichael. So that was your answer too, right, Tara?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good one to throw out there. I was like, I can't choose between them all. So we went with the senior partners.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. So that's Fuck, Marry, Kill, friends. And we play that to very, very, very weird levels of extreme on basic stitches. So okay. This is very mild. So we're going to move on to AJ's favorite game.
Too many adjectives. Questions.
No, we're going to do 20 questions. 20 questions. We're going to pull out the adjectives.
Okay.
So we're playing 20 questions, and then AJ, I'll have you do is...
Before we go on, Sue says, if I married Jenkinson, at least I wouldn't have to see his ties.
There's that.
You know? There you go.
I bet Jenkinson is just lovely.
He's a lovely man. Yes.
Yeah, we love the bullpen.
We do.
Okay, so for 20 questions, what I'll do is we'll have AJ take, the first question, and then if someone else has a question, we'll take them kind of like in that order. We won't go with the same person over and over. So I'll put all of that on AJ. Sorry, she thought she wasn't going to do anything today.
I'm doing stuff.
You are doing stuff. See?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are very specific. And by that, I mean, I'm giving you like a pool to work from. So I'm not going to be like, any character in the series. These are characters who are not cops who have appeared in at least 2 books.
Okay.
And if anyone asks a question where I do not actually think the answer is in the books, that is a free question. It does not count toward your 20 questions.
All right.
But also it's probably not going to help you.
So we have a collective 20 questions.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
20. Okay.
We'll see how it goes. So, with the first person on my list, who wants to ask a question, it has to be a yes or no question.
So I'm going to start and just say, male or female.
Are you asking, are they male presenting?
Male presenting or female presenting?
Yes or no question.
It has to be a yes. Oh, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm just giving you shit.
So Michelle is saying, I think she meant to say male. Is it male?
Yes, it is a male.
It's a male. Okay. So we do know that it is a male. And if anybody has any other questions, just put them in the chat. Okay. So they're not a part of the bullpen.
No, they are not cops.
Not cops.
None of them are. But this one in particular, not a cop.
Not a cop. Did they meet Eve before Mavis got married?
No.
No, they did not. Sue says, under 50.
Yes.
Dana says, were they a victim? That shouldn't be hard.
yes, then.
Were they assaulted in any way by the person in question?
Yes.
Or by, okay. Michelle says, are they an LC?
No.
No. Are they an employee of Rourke's?
No.
Okay. They are not an employee of Rourke's. Did you say they were under 50?
They are under 50.
Under 50. Not an employee of Rourke's. Did not meet Eve before Mavis got married?
No.
Or that's before Bourne. Did they meet Eve before Bourne? Okay.
They did not.
Sue asks, are they under 10?
No.
No. So not a child?
Not a child. Under 50, over 10.
Under 50, over 10. That's a broad spectrum.
It sure is.
Steph says, are they a good character that stays friends with Eve?
Yes.
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
Yes, yeah. Steph. Stays friends with Eve, and they're not a member of law enforcement anyway.
No.
Sue asks if he is Caucasian.
Yes.
Dana says, did they survive an assault or an attempt to kill?
Yes.
I want to ask a question, but I don't want.
You can ask a question. We're at 10. You're
I have an idea. Oh, that's exactly the question I was going to ask, Elizabeth. Is he a photographer?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. He's not a photographer, Elizabeth, unfortunately. So male under 50 stayed friends with Eve. They're a white male, survived an assault or an attempt to kill. But they're not part of law enforcement. What other question would I ask? And they're also not an employee of Rourke's.
No, they're not an employee of Rourke's.
That's a hard one. Are they under 30?
I don't think so. Let me just check really fast.
Is it a really young guy or not? Does he have blue streaks in his hair?
No.
No. So it's not Jake.
It's not Jake. Sorry. Zach is being dumb.
Michelle says, is he a musician? Not a musician.
Under 40, but okay. I don't know. I don't know if they're over 30.
Okay. Steph says, is he related to anyone else?
No.
Any one of the other characters on this? Eve doesn't have a lot of friends. Does Eve like this person?
She doesn't dislike this person.
Okay.
She does. She likes this person.
Eve says, did Eve save him from the bottom of a pool?
That's very specific.
It is. Sue also says, did he come from Ireland?
He did not come from Ireland.
Not Irish. Save him from the bottom of a pool. I don't. Yeah, that's a reference I don't understand or I get.
Fuck. Sorry, everything is popping up on the wiki and I'm like trying to read things.
That's the only problem with having the wiki on fandom.
Yeah.
Dana says, is he scarecrow like?
No.
No. How many questions are we at?
We are at 19 right now.
Ooh, we only have one question left before we have to make a guess.
Yeah.
So you're like, Eve doesn't not like him. So that means that he's not.
Eve wouldn't like invite him to like a super close friends party. We'll just say that much.
Okay. And he's been in more than one book.
More than one book. He's been in more than one book.
Sue says she's stumped. Michelle says, is he cop adjacent?
No, he is not cop adjacent.
Not cop adjacent. He is not dickhead.
He is not dickhead.
So that's our 20. What do you want to do?
Those are 20. So you guys can keep thinking about it. And if you want to come back when we're done, and we'll see if people have guesses.
Okay.
So we'll move on to the next person. So slate is completely clean, except for they are not cops and they have appeared in at least two books.
Okay. So we're moving on to the next person. I'm just going to ask, is this person female?
Yes.
All right. Next person is female?
Yes.
Are they over the age of 40?
No.
Not over the age of 40. And again, not a cop. Does Eve like this person?
Yes.
Sue asks if she is Caucasian.
Yes.
Dana asks, an unaliver?
No.
Michelle also asked, does Eve like her? And so we're not going to count that. I already asked that.
Yeah, you did.
And Tara says, yes. Steph says, have they been in more than five books?
Let me verify that. 1 second. I don't think, but I'm going to check. So I don't know for sure. Oh, maybe. Yes. Yes, she has.
They've been in more than five books.
Yes.
And Eve likes them. That's saying a lot.
Yes. Yes.
She's like very
way more books than I thought. Yeah.
Is she married? Michelle asked that question.
That is unspecified in this.
Elizabeth says, are they a victim?
No.
Sue asks, does she have green eyes?
Let me look. I mean, like everyone half has the green
characters
eyes.
Have green eyes. So
yeah, Nora really likes green eyes. according to the wiki, she has green eyes.
Yes. So that's a yes.
Yes.
Are they cop adjacent?
Yes.
They are cop adjacent, everyone. Sue asks, does she have blonde hair?
Sometimes, maybe, possibly.
Okay, it's somebody that changes hair color a lot.
Yes.
So there's a couple of options there. Dana asks if it's Trina.
It is not Trina.
Not Trina. Michelle says, is she a scientist?
Yes.
Yes. Elizabeth says, does she work in the lab?
Yes.
Yes, she does. Yeah, I already asked that. Anna Maria, is she cop adjacent? And yes. Arvo, Michelle says.
It is Harvo.
It's Arvo.
Yes. Good job, guys. And you have, that was 15 questions. So you have 5 questions available if you want to go back to the previous person while it's a little more fresh in your head than after we did the next one.
So you can guess at any time. You don't have to wait. If you think you know after 5 questions, go ahead and say.
Yeah. It's all for fun. So
yeah, you can have as many guesses as you want.
So does anyone want to go back and use those 5 questions on the person before, or do you want to move on and go all the way back?
Yeah, it's Harvo, Anna Marie. Michelle says, I'd say let's continue. Does that mean we want to go ahead and try to figure out who the first person is, or move forward to the next?
You want to see if you can get more questions saved over up from the last one or the next one, I guess.
Move forward to the next is what Michelle says.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. So again, clear the board. Non-cop appears in at least 2 books.
Non-cop appears in at least 2 books. Are they male?
Yes. This one also, by the way, will be the easiest.
This will be the easiest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cop adjacent.
No.
So they're male and not cop adjacent. Are they under the age of 30?
No.
Okay. Sue says under 60.
No.
They're not?
No.
They're not under 60, so they're over 60. Elizabeth asks if they're Irish.
No.
Dana? Well,
okay. Not specific, actually. We don't actually know this person's real historic background.
Okay.
That should be very, very clear who it is now.
If it's who I think it is, they're cop adjacent. Not in their professional life, but right?
Well, I don't really know what you mean by cop adjacent. Do they work in like the morgue or something? No, they don't.
Michelle says Somerset.
It's Somerset.
Hey, good job, Michelle.
Because we don't actually know that Somerset is really Irish, right? We don't know for sure that he's Irish.
Well, he's never been described as Irish.
That's what I thought.
He was just living in Ireland.
He just lived there. So we don't actually know where he's really from.
Yeah.
It's like implied that he is I don't know what
Steph his real says, sorry, it's dinner time. Thanks for the games.
Okay. No, it's okay. Love
dinner.
Enjoy dinner. Right? Like what's his real name is Basil Kolchek. What is, what is that?
I mean, that seems
like Russian. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about that. But yeah. But you got that one in 6 questions. So you have 19 questions to guess this first one again.
All right. So if we're going back to the first person, we've got 19 more questions. And we decided that they're male.
Yes.
Did we say that they were cop adjacent?
They are not cop adjacent.
Not cop adjacent.
We do not have an exact age of this person, but they are somewhere between 20 and 40. They are Caucasian. They were a victim of an assault or an attempt of unaliving.
Right. What else did we say about them? They're not a photographer. They're not an LC.
Not an LC. They did not meet Eve prior to Born in Death.
Okay. Good to know.
I can't really remember if there's... I know you guys asked more questions, but it's been a minute now.
Kolchek is indeed Russian. Dana asks, asshole Joe.
Not asshole Joe. Fuck that guy.
Jasmine asks, do they work with kids?
No.
Anna Marie also says Basil Kolchek may not be his real name either.
That's possible too.
I mean, it is possible, yeah. Okay, yeah. What else can we ask about this?
See if I can give a little man. Hint.
Is he a musician? I think we asked that before. He is not a musician. Yeah. He does not have blue streaks in his hair. It's something that somebody that has been in multiple books.
This character has been in two books since Born. That is,
And he was in fact a victim of assault.
Yes.
Sue asks if he's Sebastian.
It is not.
That's what I was gonna. And he is friends with Eve, but Eve is not necessarily to the point where Eve would invite him to one of the fancy parties that she and Rourke.
I mean, he would probably be invited by Rourke, but Eve would not think to invite this person.
Okay, so it's somebody that Rourke knows.
Like, definitely not someone who would be invited to, like, Thanksgiving. It's not in that close group.
Jasmine asks if he's Crack. Crack has been in more than two books, I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is not Crack, but he has been in more than two books.
And I think you said the person was Caucasian.
The person is Caucasian.
Was this person a friend of Rourke's prior to the series starting?
No.
Okay. And he's not one of Rourke's employees also, we said.
Correct. He's not one of Rourke's employees.
Is the person more a friend of Rourke's now?
Than
when we met him?
I would say yes.
I'm trying to think of guys that have been insulted. You're talking about assaulted by the actual murderer.
Yes, was assaulted by the murderer. There are 13 questions left. This person, this character has been mentioned in books that they are not in. If that's okay. Helpful. I don't know if that's helpful, but.
Is it Alex Ricker?
It is not Alex Ricker.
Okay.
That's a really good question. That's really good. Sorry. Really good guess. Let's see.
Michelle says, is it Jamie?
It is not Jamie.
Does this person own a business?
No.
They don't own a business.
No, they do not.
Not a photographer, Anna Marie. Not so we know that he's not a photographer. But they have a job. Yes.
They do have a job. Yes, they do.
Is this person in education?
No.
Okay. Have a job, but they work someplace else. And they were assaulted by a killer. Is this person in entertainment, meaning film or?
Yes.
Aha. It's a person in entertainment, y'all. That narrows it down. I'm going to wait to see if we have any guesses. So I definitely have a guess.
You guys totally know what it is. You got it.
In entertainment is a big clue.
It is. You just had to get there.
Michelle says, the guy who played Rourke, do we need his actual name?
Yeah, that's fine. It is. It's Julian Cross.
Julian Cross.
And he was the answer.
Yay. Good job, Michelle. Michelle's on fire today.
So, yeah, that was one of those ones where it's just like, it was. So if anyone listened to the other episode, AJ got hung up on Anna Whitney. It's another one of those. It's just like, there are so many characters. You just have to like ask the questions that get you there. It gets crazy. I get it. So, but yeah, like, also not remembering his name, guys, totally understand. It's all good. So I think
right.
Sue says that she knew too. She couldn't remember his name.
Yeah, Sue. So both Sue and Michelle.
Yeah.
Got it pretty quickly.
Good job, guys. All right. The last game. I'm not telling you what book this is from. Okay. Not yet. But this is a Mad Lib. And you all have to participate. And you have to give me the things.
It's it's Julian Cross, Anne-Marie.
So I kept it to a short one just to make this easier. So
we're moving on to a different game.
We're playing the Mad Libs and then we're done.
Then we're doing a Mad Lib right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Michelle says, explain the rules of Mad Libs. All right. So I'm sorry. Go ahead and explain the rules of Mad Libs to Michelle and anybody else who's not familiar.
Okay. So Mad Libs, it's basically like parts of speech. So I have taken a selection from an in-depth book and I have changed or I have pulled words from it and you guys are going to fill in new words. So for example, I will ask for a noun and say the word I removed was stunner or something. You have no idea what I removed where this is from. So you might be like, you know, cat or chicken nugget or something, you know. And that's the new word. That's how it goes.
So so what's going to happen is if the phrase that Tara is going for is we protect and serve because you can get dead, Tara might say, on Tara's paper, it might say, we protect and serve because you could get blank.
Yes.
And then she's going to ask for a word to put in the blank, but you won't know ahead of time what the phrase is.
No.
So,
and then when we're done, I'll read it to you.
Does before we continue, I want to make sure that everybody understands the rules. So go ahead and put into the comments if you understand the rules. Everybody's got give me a thumbs up.
Awesome. So if everyone's ready, we're just gonna be ready to just say things. The sillier the better, I guess. And we will start with an easy one. Someone could give me a body part.
Just yell out your answer. But I guess type in your answer. Don't yell it. Unless you're Sue, then you can yell it. Elizabeth says foot.
Okay. A verb, please. Past tense verb. Sorry.
I'm just going to take the first answer from people. And I guess what I would say is that if you're the person that put in, so Amy says danced.
Okay.
If you're the person that we took your answer the last time, then I would say like sit the next one out.
Yeah. That might be easier. If you're really excited, of course, throw something in there, but but maybe. So I need another body part.
Another body part. Should I just take somebody else's answer that they already put in?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the other thing is people might not get it in there faster. So if you see that part of speech come up again, go ahead and put that in there.
So Michelle's was the second one to answer a body part. She said arm.
Okay. And I need an accessory.
What does that mean?
Like,
accessory.
like if you're like shopping and you go to like the Amazon page and you click on accessories, it's like a purse or a sunglasses or a necklace or
something
a scarf
that you would wear on your body or have with you on your body that would be an accessory.
So that kind of accessory.
And Sue says necklace.
Okay. Another body part.
Michelle says middle finger.
Yes.
Tara likes that answer.
I like all the answers. Okay. I need something you would shout at someone.
An interjection.
An interjection. Thank you.
Elizabeth says, go.
I love it.
And then Tanya, right after that, said stop. So we're just, you know.
Oh, no. I'm Dana putting said, both of those in there.
Dana what said Dana MF-er.
Say? Yep. We're putting all of that. Yep. All of that.
It's going to have three answers.
Yep. I love it.
Okay.
I need an adjective.
Unpack your adjectives, people. Those of you who are fans of Schoolhouse Rock, that you unpack your adjectives. Did you watch Schoolhouse Rock as a kid?
I did. I don't think I watched it that much, though, because everyone seems to know all the fucking lyrics, and I don't. I don't know them.
The adjectives one was the main characters going on a camping trip, and they put their adjectives in their backpack.
That's
so they unpacked
amazing.
Their adjectives. Sue said, Sue says beautiful.
Okay.
For an adjective.
I need a noun. Or I need a couple of nouns coming up, so.
All right, so I'll just take like the first couple. Jasmine says, link, everyone's favorite noun from the, Indes series. And Elizabeth says, house.
So wait, what was the first one?
Link.
Link. And then house?
House.
Okay.
And Amy said phone, but, you know, in the Indes world, it's a link. So really, we're taking both of your answers. Dana, you gotta be quicker, man.
I need a verb plus ing. What is that called? An action verb? It's been a minute, guys.
Michelle says singing.
Okay. A piece of furniture.
Tanya says sofa. Dana said vibrating bed. Okay, how about we make it a vibrating sofa?
A vibrating sofa. That's fine.
Vibrating sofa bed.
I need a did you have another noun from before?
We'll just have people give us a noun. How's that? I just don't want to keep going back. I really do think that we need to put in vibrating sofa bed there. So that's
that's what it says now.
Both answers are
yes.
Sue says Canada. That's a proper noun. So we're going to.
It's a proper noun. A proper noun won't work here. Sometimes it could, but not here.
Michelle says an ebook or a tablet.
Sure. Tablet. There you go. I need a person's name. It could be a person, a real person, Canada. A pretend person.
I'm just kidding.
It could be Canada.
A person's name. It doesn't have to be somebody from the series.
No, it could be a make-believe person. It could be a real person.
A first name or
just a name. Just a first name.
Dana says Felix.
Felix, yes. And then I need an adjective.
Unpacking our adjectives again. Hideous.
Hideous. I love it.
Sue says, I never was good at this in school.
It's and it's hard because it's like you've no idea what I'm asking for. Though.
Right.
I need two occupations.
Two occupations.
Yes.
They could be in-death world occupations.
Yes. Or they could be made up occupations. Doesn't matter.
Michelle says teacher.
Okay.
And Dana says LC and politician.
I think there's another occupation later on. I'm wrong. There isn't. Okay. So LC or politician.
LC so
was the
either
first
one, of
one
those.
She gave. LC was first one she gave. So another noun.
So you said this was a short one, and it seems kind of long to me.
It's really not, but it's just because we're waiting for the responses. Yeah, I
know. Elizabeth says dog.
Another person's name.
Well, we had answers up here. Let me go back here. Okay. We have answers up here. Leo.
Leo. Amy said. I love it. It's a good one. Well, can't type. A noun?
Tanya said boy on the last one.
Okay. Love it. A non-specific place. So like not a proper noun place, but, you know, a place.
Non-specific place. Like, say, a park or...
Non-specific
place. Amy says restaurant, so does Heidi.
Restaurant?
Yes.
Perfect. Sorry, guys. okay, we're almost done. We're almost done. I need an adjective.
My favorites. This one doesn't have as many adjectives as the last one.
No, the last one had so many adjectives.
Yeah. It was horrible. Heidi says blue.
Okay. I can't type. I need to type properly. I need a past tense verb.
Verb. That's what's happening. From, you know, our Schoolhouse Rock days. Dana says stroked. Hoping for that pornographic moment from the last... time we did
that was wild. Okay, so the next thing I need is a nickname, but it would not be a nickname for a human. I can't tell you what it's a nickname for, but it's a nickname for not a human.
Nickname for not a human. That's really specific. Mm-hmm. And really not easy. A nickname for a thing?
For a thing or an animal or
nickname. All right. Well, Sue says boo boo.
I think that's beautiful. That's an amazing answer. And I am so obsessed with it. Okay. I need an active verb, a verb plus ing.
Dana's saying spanking. Elizabeth says swinging. Michelle says creating. So,
okay, let's do swinging since Dana gave us one recently. Okay. And there is one more verb plus ing coming. And so we'll just use one of those. I need a body part.
There's a lot of body parts in this one.
There is. I have one more after this.
All right. So we're going to need two body parts.
Yeah.
Dana says boob.
Okay.
And Michelle says pinky toe for the next one.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Okay. So let's see. Would we say that other verb was swearing?
Yes.
Okay. Two more. I need one noun and one number.
Heidi says 23 for the number.
Okay.
Of course, Dana says 69. Dana? Jasmine and Heidi both say desk.
Desk. All right. Here we go, friends.
All right.
We got it. So sorry that felt like it took a long time. It was mostly just because of getting answers and all of that. So
we don't need any more answers. So now
Wendy
says sex swing.
This is an excerpt from Fantasy and Death, an edited excerpt from Fantasy and Death. Do you think the foot ever gets tired? As she danced, Eve turned her arm toward Peabody, tipped down the necklace she rarely remembered to wear. Whose? Anybody's, I mean anybody with one, does the middle finger ever just think, for God's sake, pal, give it a rest? Or is it all, stop, go, motherfucker, here we go again? Is this germane to the case, or have you lapsed into beautiful talk? It springs from the case. I was thinking about that house Dabrowski. There he is singing away at Britt Casey yesterday afternoon. A triple header, according to her. Floor, she said, ticking it off on her fingers, vibrating sofa bed, and against the tablet. Then last night, he's bucking with Felix in hideous gameplay. Teacher and LC, stop. Wait. And this morning, he sneaks in a dog and a quickie with Leo, then gets a follow-up boy in the restaurant. Whoa, Jesus, Peabody.
That's not okay.
Well, I didn't ask for the blue details, but all three of them just stroked it out when they found out about the others. I really think most boo-boos would say, hey, don't even think about swinging anything in there for a while. Boo-boo? It's a nice name for boob. And I really think that after 23 rounds, under most circumstances, your average boo-boos would say, okay, that'll hold me for a while. But does the pinky toe just keep swearing out the next desk? I wonder, since I don't have one. There you go. It's so stupid, y'all. It's so stupid. And it's so funny. I just can't.
So... yeah, that does tell us that anytime we want any of those to go slightly pornographic, we just say stroked.
Yeah, just use the word stroked. Oh my God.
Well, that was fun.
Something else. So yeah. that's what we do for fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope that was fun. It's hard, yeah. And we're definitely going to try to find a better way to do that in the future. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you guys.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, the software we use to record does have a feature for doing audience participation, or like Sue said, we could just use Zoom, and then you could have any number of people in the Zoom call, and you know, so we could do it that way.
Yeah,
that might be better.
It might be better. It'd probably be easier to get those answers out too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, but I love it. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So you know, we appreciate all of you being here and participating in this episode. This is an episode that's going to play while Tara's on her vacation.
Well, I'm on vacation. So you'll get to hear that all again. It'll be obviously a shorter episode, but it'll be fun. And, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, because I really love the idea of being interactive and stuff, and like playing these games is actually really fun. But I know that it probably felt very draggy. So obviously AJ is going to edit out some of the waiting.
Yeah. For the podcast, I will edit it out.
Yeah. And so you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And I apologize. I don't know what's going on with our video, why it's not showing up. I mean, clearly, you know, it's trying to show up, but it just never showed up. So
yeah, weird.
You know, but yeah, Dana says now I have Clarence Carter's stroking in my head. Tanya's saying Zoom would be good. And Sue said, yeah, but for Zoom, you would need to have it set up in advance and put it in our email addresses or phone numbers. I think you can just give, I can give you guys the link and the, I think it, you can just put a password in or something like that. But we can set it up in advance and put it, all the information on our Facebook page. And then, you know, that's how that would work.
I think we could make it work, friends.
Yeah. Michelle says, hope you have a fab trip, Tara.
Thank you. I'm excited. Definitely a lot. There's going to be a lot happening. So I'm feel very lucky.
I think what we're going to do is, did we decide to talk about the newest book tomorrow?
Yes, we're going to talk about the newest book tomorrow.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the newest book tomorrow. I don't, for those of you who have read it, put your, if you haven't already, put your thoughts in the chat that I set up so that we have those and we can maybe talk about them on the show. Sue says, I'm off to see ABBA, the ABBA concert tonight. They're having an ABBA experience here.
That's awesome. Winter.
And her cousin, she and her cousin are going to that. Yeah, that is awesome. I kind of saw clips. Have you seen that, Tara?
Yeah.
Clips of the ABBA experience. Heidi, yeah, tomorrow means September 15th, but I don't think that's one that we're going to have live on there. That's just one Tara and I are going to do together. That's why I'm saying if you have comments about the book, put it in the chat so that we have your comments. We could talk about them. Yeah. And then after that, we're doing a lot of recording just because of Tara's upcoming vacation. But after that's when we're going to be talking to our friend Kathy Wiley. I think that's it. Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did Lily get excited? She's like, what? Are you done?
No, she was just making growly noises.
Oh, Lily.
Okay, well, thanks again, everybody, for joining us for this live. And
we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we do appreciate you very, very much. Oh, now she's getting excited. So thanks, everyone. And I don't know what else to say. We're gonna end the live, but we appreciate you participating. And I'm not sure when this one will drop. But within the next month, 2-3 weeks, that Tara's going to be gone on vacation.
Yeah. At this point, we don't really know when anything is dropping.
We don't.
AJ probably does. I don't.
I don't. I'll just, you know, decide. So, all right. Yeah. Everybody says you guys did an awesome job. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Smashed Thank you it. So much.
See, she's making growling noises.
Oh, Lily.
So... All right, everybody. Man. Thanks so much. And
thank you, guys.
We're going to end the live. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-RORK. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.